Hey everyone, it's Luke Wright, Alex Malkoff, and Adonis Dees, and we're here to give you a little bit of pregame action.
Pregame. Very pregame. We have a long time to go to watch basketball, and I'm upset about it.
Yeah, we're doing this anchor at 10 a.m. We have about seven more hours until this game actually starts. But hey, we are being productive members of the working community.
This whole one game a day thing, like, I get it. There's only two series going on. But the whole one game a day and it never being in the afternoon, even on the weekends, is...
Would you rather have... This is completely sidebarring here. But would you rather have both games in one day? Or would you rather do one game a day?
I mean, I guess
I'd rather have this one game earlier.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Let's have this game at noon Eastern. Let's have a nice afternoon.
Noon Eastern?
Yeah.
Nine a.m.?
Yeah, come on in, watch the game, wake up with basketball. That's what I want.
I'm not sure if I'd go that far.
But I do want earlier weekend games. Yeah. But anyways, we're breaking down the Warriors-Rockets game. It's going to be taking place at 5 p.m. Pacific time. I don't know how time zones work because I was born and raised in Arizona.
Fair enough.
So that's the time 80. It starts. The series is tied up 1-1.
It is.
It's now going back to Golden State. Adonis, you're already very... hyped up about this. You've been hyped up about this since literally before this series started.
Yeah, you warned us before we started that you might get fired up. So go. What's on your mind going into game three?
I mean, I'm just tired of people overreacting to game two.
Okay.
They see game two and they're like, oh my God, Golden State's in trouble now. Do you know they won game one?
No.
So you're not worried at all?
No.
I completely forgot.
Not a speck of worry in me today.
I get where you're coming from, and, like, as far as do I think they're going to win game three, like, am I worried that game two is somehow going to affect tonight's game? Like, no, I'm not. I think Golden State will win tonight. But I wouldn't discount game two. I wouldn't just toss it aside like the Warriors are.
Well, people are tossing aside game one. It's like...
No, people are tossing aside game two as a, oh, well, even the Warriors said, oh, now we got to focus. Now we got to lock in.
I'm more with Alex on this. People are more throwing away game two than they are game one.
Because it was a blowout.
Game one was a blowout.
Throw away that game two.
Everyone after game one was like, oh, this is exactly what we expected from the series. And then after game two, it was, yeah, but did you see game one? The Rockets played really well in game two. I don't think they're going to win game three. I'm picking Golden State in this one. Probably in a game that's not even all that close, but I'm not discounting what happened in game two either, Mr. I would be shocked if the Rockets won this series. I'm not throwing away game two, though. The Warriors need to play a lot better. They need to do things a lot differently than they did in game two, or they will be in trouble.
We talked about this a little bit on one of our other anchors. I personally feel like eventually your switch... Something happens. You get shorted out, and flipping the switch just doesn't work.
Right.
And if I'm the Warriors, I'm not necessarily worried that that is going to happen right now. But at the same time, I do think it is a possibility that they try to flip on that switch just a little too close to the fourth quarter, and James Harden flips on his own switch, and the Warriors aren't able to have enough to get through.
Let me tell you, if that happens, I would be scared then. But if I see a flip switch from James Harden in the fourth quarter and he just goes bonkers and wins that game on the road, I would be like, oh my God. I would be shocked.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about the Warriors winning this game tonight or this series really. But to me, it's almost like I'm worried that you ever like play a game against somebody, like maybe like a younger sibling or cousin, and you let them win because you feel bad almost. Like, so you're just not giving it 100%. Maybe you don't necessarily let them win, but you're not trying as hard as you possibly can.
Right.
So then after they beat you, you're like, okay, and now you're like, I'm going to show them. And all of a sudden you realize that even when you're trying there, you're not as good as you thought you were compared to him.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about with the Warriors. I'm worried that they're going to say, okay, now it's time to flip the switch, whatever. Now it's time to focus and really, you know, go after it. Mm-hmm. And what if they still struggle? What if the Rockets still are able to score against them? What if they still find themselves in a close, hard-fought game and they have this moment of panic that, oh, crap, like our flip is, our, you know, quote-unquote flip is switched. And it's still not coming as easily as we thought it would. That's my only concern with them, is that they're going to be... You need to get used to giving it your full effort. I think you need to build that into a habit, and that sometimes when you just try and go on and off, that you can't get all the way to your potential just, you know, at the snap of a finger.
Right. Especially you can get away with that when you're playing New Orleans without Boogie and you're really only that worried about Anthony Davis. You can get away with that when you're playing whoever they played in the first round that got like one win off of them.
The Spurs.
Thank you.
Whoever that team is.
I already forgot because they didn't even have Kawhi. So I mean, wow, you can get away
with his name right today.
They should trade him. But you can get away with it when you're playing teams like that. If you're playing a team like the Rockets that have won 65 games and are the number one seed and have at least two people who you can say can flip on a switch and score 20 in the final quarter to put it away, or if you're playing whatever team LeBron James goes to next year and you have to play LeBron, and I'm sure he's going somewhere with at least one other person who can flip a switch, when you're playing those kind of teams, you have to give full effort 100% of the time. Otherwise, you are risking getting upset in a series. And it would still be an upset, but it's an upset that I think is more realistic because the Warriors kind of, I don't want to say play it lazily, but there are enough games to where they have those enough mental lapses.
Yeah, they have mental lapses.
To me, I think the biggest question is that I think we all agree that at 100%, at their absolute best, the Warriors can beat anybody.
Yes.
But the question is, if you're not going to give it 100% all the time, what percent can you get away with giving against a Houston Rockets team? Do the Warriors have to be 80% of their potential? Do they have to be 90% of their potential? And the best way to avoid wondering, are we trying hard enough or are we giving it enough focus and energy to get past them, is just give 100%. You need to win 7 more basketball games. That's it. They're 7 wins away from accomplishing their goal. It's time to give it 100% focus, 100% energy, 100% of your attention now and all the time.
Maybe that was what was said in the locker room going into this game. Who knows?
And it should be. If Steve Kerr is as good a coach as I think we all believe he is.
But can you coach effort?
Yes. Yes, you can coach effort, I think. I think you can absolutely.
I think you can when you have a young, scrappy Boston team. I think it's very different. I think it's a lot harder to coach effort from a team that's already won 2 championships.
Yeah, can you still coach effort if that Boston team was, I don't know, 5 years in and they've been to the finals 3 years in a row? Like,
the Warriors of all teams should know what happens when you start coasting.
And that's why I'm not worried about them, because they know. They've had mental lapses for years.
The last
73 win team.
The last time they had a mental lapse, they let LeBron come back from 3-1. That should 2 years ago should have been a more than enough wake up call to tell this team, we have to give it 100% every postseason game.
Good point.
No questions asked. Because the moment you start to slip back, as Luke said, that's when you leave yourself open to be upset. Now, all of that said, I think we kind of get a game like yesterday. I think Golden State wins tonight easily. I think they win by double digits. I don't really see an especially close competitive game today, because I do think the Warriors are that good. But I need to see them from tip-off to the final buzzer play that way.
Quick question. If hypothetically the Warriors do lose, mm-hmm. do you trust that, or are you confident that the Warriors can win another game on the road?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Not only do I think the Warriors can win anywhere, but I don't necessarily think that Houston of all places is that difficult of a road assignment. I think if anything it's the referees that kind of you have to navigate around when you're on the road.
Right.
But yes, to short answer, yes. I think the Warriors can win another road game if it comes to that.
All right, so you wouldn't be worried if they were down 2-1 after today?
I would be worried in the sense that maybe we were underestimating Houston and maybe Houston's kind of figured out a way to beat Golden State. I'd be worried about the X's and O's of it, yeah. But just generally speaking, down 2-1 and having to win another road game, if any team is going to come back from that, it's Golden State.
Okay.
Well, that's all we have for you for pregame action. Keep it here at FRS Hoops.
We didn't even get. Did we get predictions? I think we all said the Warriors will win. Right?
Yeah, we all think the Warriors win tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought we'd all mixed it in there at some point. Yeah,
we're all predicting the Warriors to win. So
you know what? I want to be different.
Why?
I'm on a losing streak. I need something.
I want to give you a little bit of credit. I want to give you a little bit of credit. Actually, you yesterday said that the Cavaliers would have four.
I'm going to discredit
20,
you. Wait,
would have four 20-point scores. They didn't, but that was about as close as you were going to come to being right yesterday. And then also you said Boston was going to win, which was
literally I made less like close. Four. So I made four or five predictions. I said that Boston would win, and they didn't.
Wrong.
I said LeBron would get a triple-double.
Wrong.
I said that he'd score over 35 points.
Wrong.
I said that there'd be four 20-point scorers from the Cavs.
Yeah.
And actually, maybe it was just four.
So you went 0 for 4.
I went 0 for 4.
So you're now Mr. Wrong.
I get. Like
Luke Wrong.
Here's the
Luke
thing.
Wrong.
Those were so like polar opposites, you'd think I'd hit at least one.
I think you specifically said, well, if I pick the Celtics to win and the Cavs role players to play, well, I have to be right about something.
Yes.
But you were so specific in how they were going to
yes.
do that you were still wrong. So anyway, yeah, Warriors to win. Adonis's Warriors. Are you going to be different to pick the Rockets for the sake of argument?
Yes, I need to get a win back on the board.
Okay.
And it's not going to
just go on the safe route and say Warriors.
Because I feel like it's not as good of a win if I just agree with everyone else. Let's
okay,
go
well,
hard and fear the fork. Keep it here at FRS Hoops. Alex Kolosia and Chris Schubert will be with you for post-game action. Have a good day, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.